Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Mike McDaniel gave game balls to everyone on the Dolphins after yesterday's win?
On defense, 15 points? You can't get a game ball with 15 points.
Because I don't know. Do we have any confirmation of it, Solana? Like, I watch the Dolphins posted some video of his post-game speech. Normally, the video will include the team gets game balls as well. But they didn't include that portion. But the part of the video, you know, that they posted, it certainly seemed like it was headed in that direction, because he was like, it takes a team, it's everyone doing their part and whatever. And I'm like, this guy gave everyone a game ball, didn't he? Can you imagine, I don't know, the punter, the holder, the long snapper, all these special teams mistakes. Can you imagine this dude putting a game ball from yesterday in their trophy case?
I sure would.
Yeah, I would too. But it'd be ridiculous.
Y'all made me feel bad about my balls I got behind me.
I mean, you did something, though.
9 tackles, 2 quarterback pressures, a sack.
Who did deserve the game ball yesterday? If you were giving a game ball for the Dolphins win yesterday, who do you give it to?
That's a hell of a question. Raheem had what, 80?
Yeah. Yeah.
Raheem had 80 coming off an injury. Like, he changed. Raheem changed the first one part of my mind.
Alec Ingold, they were focusing on him on the television, yeah. And he scored the tutty. Like, who was it? I think it was Mark Sanchez, right? That was the analyst. Yeah. He was like, well, just watch Alec Ingold. Wherever he goes is where it's going.
Ingold, too. Ingold was a big part of it. And them running straight downhill, what we've been begging them to do, just try to play bully ball. They tried to play bully ball, and Ingold's a big part of that. I feel very funny about giving a game ball to a fullback, but he did score a touchdown.
They rewarded him. The Dolphins have had one complete offensive drive in the past 3 weeks, and nobody was more important on that drive than Alec Ingold. They gave him the touchdown, literally told him, go get us those 6 points because of how instrumental he was in getting them there. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's Alec Ingold who deserves that.
They put him on the elevator. He's they put him on the elevator.
Yeah. I mean,
there
I can
was
ride
no
with
real
that.
Highlight. Yeah.
I can ride.
Of course, they hand-fed him the touchdown the week after. I bet Alec Ingold anytime TD. I had him the week before, plus 1,100. This time I have Raheem Mostert, plus 400 anytime TD. I don't know. Maybe give it to him down there. I don't know. Guy had a pretty good game. Maybe reward him with a touchdown.
I don't know. Do you want to text McDaniel your betting odds? Because I don't think
listen,
he knows them.
There's a lot of things I want to text him. I had Odell Beckham over 8.5 yards receiving. He had 2 targets, 0 receptions, 0 yards.
Hawk, this Odell mountain you've built for yourself, I won't just snatch it from under you, but I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
But that's Tyler Huntley's fault, not Odell's fault.
He was
open.
If two was playing, Odell probably would have more yards, but for you to think the third receiver is about to get these targets, Hawk, it's crazy.
Targets, 8.5 yards. I didn't bet over 80.
Okay, it's called progression.
One catch for 9 yards.
It's called a progression. Okay, so first, number one is number one's Reek. What Reek have, 6 or 7 for 70 yards or something? Waddle's 2. Achane or Mostert, like one of these running backs are going to be 3, get their ball out the hand fast. So Odell at the best of his time is going to be the 4th progression. And our offensive line, you can't get to 4 progressions with our offensive line, Hawk.
Ron Armstead was out there. You could have gotten to a 5th or 6th progression.
There's not a 6th person that can catch a ball, Hawk.
They got to get Odell a catch. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm betting his overs again.
I'll bet. I will bet his overs when Tua comes back. I will. Not now.
Fair enough.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.